going to be reading this morning from Deuteronomy chapter 8, beginning with the first verse to the 10th, and then I'm going to move all the way down to the 17th and 18th verses. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell those 40 years. I don't know why I like that verse so much. Your foot did not swell for 40 years. Okay. All right. Know then in your heart that as man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks, of water, of fountains and springs flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and out of the whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Verse 17, beware, lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. This is the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Oh Lord, take my mind, my soul, and my body. Use them for your glory and the benefit of your people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask this and for his sake. And God's people said, amen. The last couple of Sundays, the first Sunday I started this series on Deuteronomy, we talked about how God shows us how to live above daily terror. How to live above daily terror. And we talked a little bit about the reality that even though we've now experienced the terror of COVID, we've now been hit with a cold bucket of water, and now we've experienced it. We've survived it. And now it's time to build a bridge from terror to extreme caution. It seems like in many cases, and I understand why, that it seems like some people are in constant terror, or some parts of our society are in constant terror, and that is not the way we are called to live. We're called to live by faith and with extreme caution. So now it's time to build a bridge, and that's what we started with in chapter 1 of Deuteronomy. In the second part, which was chapter 4, we talked about a well-ordered life is attainable through obedience to God's word, that as we endure and living on the boundaries of this new life, of this new way of being, of this new way of acting, of this these new words in our vocabulary like social distancing and masks and all the words that we hear, COVID, coronavirus, we even have more words than we've had before or new vocabulary. And so God gives us a way to live a thorough, ordered life through his word as we worship together. Today, I want to talk to you about remembering God. And the title of this subject is Remembering What the Lord Has Provided. Remembering What the Lord Has Provided. Remember what you did yesterday? That could be a challenge for all of us. Just remembering what our whole day was and different things we might have done. Surely if we were to attempt to remember all of the errands and busyness of yesterday, we would find ourselves forgetting something. Our text today emphasizes the importance of remembering, the importance of taking time and remembering how good God has been to us. To remember is to have in or be able to bring to one's mind an awareness of something or someone that one has seen, known, or experienced in the past. To remember is to have in or be able to bring to one's mind an awareness of someone or something that one has seen, known, or experienced in the past. What does remembering do for God? Does remembering bring God any kind of feeling? How does God feel about our remembering of all the things he's provided for us? What does God learn by our remembering or the lack thereof? What are the challenges to our remembering God's goodness? Well, I want to begin by saying, first, don't dishonor God. And that was the last part of the verse of scripture that we read, and I want to read it to you again. Do not say to yourself, my power and the might of my own hand have gotten this wealth. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, so that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your ancestors and his doing today. The internal thought life can be a real blessing, but it can also be a curse, especially if you think of yourself and only what you have done yourself. I'll say that 10 times real quick. Pride never comes at once. Pride rises in the heart like the tide on a beach. Our text indicates that the person who dishonors God is the person who believes himself to have made themselves wealthy. There's a similar parable in the New Testament, and it reads this way. Then he told them a parable, Jesus. He said, the land of a rich man produced abundantly. And he thought to himself, what should I do? For I have no place to store my crops. What should I do? Because I have no place to store my crops. Then he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God. In other words, don't dishonor God by believing all the good that you have, all the blessings that you have comes from yourself. I was in college in Penn State, and it was a class I had to take. And people of God, it was statistics. Now, I don't know why we need statistics. I can't figure it out. I can't do anything with my checkbook with statistics. It's just plus and minus, you know. But statistics, I had to take statistics in order to graduate college. And I really do believe this is how God humbled me. I spent hours and hours with tutors and books and all kinds of stuff to learn this thing called statistics. And I got a C. I was so happy about this. I mean, it was just humbling. You'd think with all the study I did, I'd get a B, you know. And then, nope, I got a C, and I was ecstatic that I got a C. So that taught me something. It taught me that I didn't get through school by myself. I didn't get this education by myself. It has been the goodness of the Lord. Something else that we can do in order to continue to remember God is remember good land is not cheap. Verses 2 and 3. Remember the long way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness in order to humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commandments. He humbled you by letting you hunger, then by feeding you with manna, with which neither you nor your ancestors were acquainted, in order to make you understand that one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Sit down one day, beloved, sit down one day and track the last 10 to 20 years of your life. Remember the wilderness experiences of those 20 years? I can name you a bunch of them, not only statistics in my undergrad, but statistics in my graduate courses. Oh, my God. I can name you all kinds of tests and trials. Remember how difficult a particular professor may have been when you had to stretch yourself and pass a class? Track the last 20 years and remember how hard it was for you to give up certain behaviors, but God got you through. Track the last 20 years and look at where you are right now. You can see how God has tested your faith, how God humbled you, how God fed you. The land and life that you are living does not come cheap. It came with blood, sweat, and tears and struggles. Keep what God has given you. What God has given you has not come cheap. Sit down and reflect about where you are right now and how good God has been to you. Finally, I'd like to share with you, what does remembering do for God? Remembering blesses the soul of God. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with flowing streams, with springs and underground water welling up in valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees, of pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land where you may eat bread without scarcity, where you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and from whose hills you may mine copper. You shall eat your fill, and here it is, bless the Lord your God for the good land that he has given you. In June 2019, a baby girl believed to be the world's smallest surviving preemie was finally brought home with her parents. The baby weighed 8.6 ounces. When she was born at 23 weeks in San Diego, she was lighter than the previous preemie in San Diego. Hospital staff initially thought she'd only live an hour, but the infant they nicknamed Sabi lived. After 5 months in intensive neonatal care, the now healthy 5-pound Sabi has gone home. She's a miracle, her mother, the nurse Kim Norby, said. Blessing God begins as a premature baby. It may be uncomfortable at first, but just telling God, thank you. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for bringing me on my day. Thank you that my kids are grown, or that my children are able to learn. Just small thank yous. It may feel uncomfortable. It may even feel premature. Sometimes you can ask God or thank God for things that you've been praying for but you haven't received. God does derive pleasure from your thanks. That's why I like when we sing our hymns, we sound like we're thankful. Amen. You can hear people are thankful in our hymns. Thank God. Don't be afraid to share with God your thanks and all that he has done for you. Sit down and reflect and bless the Lord our God for the good land he has given to you. Reflective thinking begins like a premature baby, weighing just ounces. We then must take that reflective thanksgiving and nourish it until it weighs pounds and not ounces. Beloved, while we are living on the boundaries of the virus, let us live reflecting on how good God has been to us. Take care to remember that the Lord your God, who gave you these blessings, also gave you the commandments to observe them. Take care not to dishonor God. Take care, knowing what God has done does not come cheap. And take care to bless God's soul. Amen. Let's pray.